So just make sure that you feel comfortable. If you're sitting cross-legged, then it's always good to have the knees below your hips. Otherwise, it pushes the lower back out. Those sitting on a chair, just feel comfortable with it. Make sure there's some energy in the spine. Unless you've got a bad back and you need some support. So just lifting gently up up through the spine to the top of the head. So relax the brow. The jaw, lips together, teeth apart, eyes gently closed, shoulders, if there's still tension there, give them a good squeeze. Hands on your lap, whatever's comfortable. Just acknowledge that posture. So if it begins to slump, just draw it back up. If you find it getting tight, just spend a moment relaxing it. So we have this energy running up the spine, lifting up through the top of the head, everything else relaxed off it. Draw your attention now to the breath, wherever you feel it most. This particular tradition I teach, we prefer it to be in the body, the abdomen, stomach or chest. But if you're already established at the nostrils, that's fine. Just rest your attention there. Just feeling the sensations caused by the breath. You might find it helpful to use a little noting word just to keep the thinking mind busy. As the abdomen rises, rising. As it falls, falling. At the nostrils, you might say in, out, out. The noting has to be concurrent. If you say rising before you breathe, you'll get the impression of controlling the breath. It's just a little technique to keep the attention steady on the feelings, the sensations caused by the breath. Rising, falling. if the mind is wandering, as soon as you come out of it, really recognize that knowledge, the emotion or attitude which is driving the mind. Worrying, worrying, planning, planning, exciting, exciting. And just draw the attention back to the breath and determine to stay there. Even now, feeling a bit sleepy or tired, keep lifting the spine. If it gets heavy, you can open the eyes, let the light in. But keep the attention inward. And you can stand up. Placing the attention on the gentle sensations caused by the breath. Placing the attention on the gentle sensations caused by the breath, allowing them to bring silence to the mind, calmness to the heart, stillness to the body. If the mind is wandering, be quick to acknowledge what it's doing. Recognize, acknowledge it. Thinking, thinking. Dreaming, dreaming. and then draw the attention back to the breath. Determined to stay there. Feeling sleepy or tired, keep lifting the spine, open the eyes, stand up. Hopefully you feel a little more centered, a bit more quiet. See if you can draw closer to the breath, to catch the very beginning of the in-breath. Stay with it to the very end. The very beginning of the out-breath, stay with it to the very end. If when you do that you feel you get tense, pull back a bit. Have the impression that you're receiving the breath. Rising, falling. When we feel the mind is somewhat steady, we can open up to whatever draws the attention within the field of awareness. If it's a sound, we go to the eardrum, to the ear. We're not interested in what's creating the sound, but the process of hearing. If it's a sensation in the body, caused by the body, discomfort, pain in the knee, if it calls the attention, go to it, feel it, experience it intimately. If it's a feeling in the body from an emotional state, a mental state, a bit of anxiety, irritation, whatever, if it draws the attention, don't go looking for anything. If it draws the attention, go there, feel it, experience it intimately. But when the mind wanders, just note what it's getting caught up in and come back into the body. See if you can feel what's driving the mind. If there's nothing there, fine, just go back to the breath. The breath is your anchor, it's your reference point. It's where we begin again. Rising, falling. Becoming more aware of how we're relating to what we're experiencing. How when something is pleasant, we try to hold on to it, to develop it. And how when something is unpleasant, at first we tend to ignore it, but then when we can't, we try to get rid of it. Push it away. Uncomfortable posture, immediately we change. Can we just observe those reactions? The reaction of wanting, not wanting. Don't do anything. Just watch. Just feel. Just experience intimately. Drawing a distinction between the given and our reaction. becoming more aware of how everything we're experiencing is in a process of changing. It's arising and passing away. Nothing remains. Nothing's reliable. see if we can make the distance between the observer, the feeler, the one who knows, the distinction between that and what is actually being observed, felt, experienced. Sometimes using a word like there, so there's pain, there's an itch, there's excitement, there's worry, pointing at it. The perceiver cannot be the perceived. Let's acknowledge this position we found ourselves. It's a sort of inward observation post, somewhere up in the head, just in front of the forehead. And from this position we're able to observe, to feel, to experience And when we're in this position, we notice that the mind offers thoughts and images, whether we want it to or not. The heart offers emotions, moods, whether we want it to or not. And the body, full of sensations, pleasant and unpleasant, whether we want it to or not. When we've accessed this observation post within ourselves, we're no longer in control. Everything arising of its own accord. How can it possibly be me? Putting aside all instruction, just watch, just feel, just experience whatever draws your attention within that field of awareness. Don't do anything. we come to the end of a sitting, it's always good to reflect for a moment. Just ask yourself whether you were truly diligent in bringing yourself back to the present moment. If you thought you did okay, then we should congratulate ourselves. If we thought we could have been sharper, we should encourage ourselves. Don't get into self-criticism. Just choose something that came up. Tiredness, restlessness, a busy mind, whatever. How do you deal with it? How did you maintain your mindfulness on it? If you thought you were skillful, congratulate yourself. If you thought you could have been more skillful, encourage yourself. If you were confused, make sure to ask me. Which of those three characteristics was most prominent for you? Was it how we relate to everything that we experience, wanting it, not wanting it, constantly in some form of conflict with the way it is? Was it how everything's just arising and passing away? Or was it that sense of what I'm experiencing is not me, it's an object? And it's good to make a little resolution at the end of a sitting. It can be specific, such as, well, next time I feel tired, I'll immediately stand up. Or just a general commitment to mindfulness with a good heart. Don't jump out of meditation, just come out of it slowly. Just open your eyes gently. So we can do a little work.